This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is a special report. We head now to the Situation Room, where KT Fun Tweets is tracking breaking news. Holy sh**, this is huge. Here he is, Kevin KT Turner.
Thank you, Tim, but even some stories are too dangerous for me to get my hands on, so we're joined now by NBC5 field reporter, the great Tim Ciesco. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going well. What's the latest that you can tell us about today's events?
Yeah, so talk about timing. They actually just wrapped up a press conference here within the last 5 minutes ago where we learned a little bit more information. For those who haven't been following the story of the day, I guess let's kind of start there. Early this morning, a man wearing tactical gear, wearing a face mask, carrying some kind of large rifle, started shooting at the Earl Cabell Federal Building that's right there in downtown Dallas, kind of in the heart of the downtown area there. And almost immediately after those shots were fired, several officers with the Federal Protective Services, they're the ones who provide security for that particular building. They rushed out, engaged the suspect, shot back at him, and ended up striking him, killing him, eliminating that threat. And one of the first things that they did in this press conference that they just wrapped up with was to really stress that had those officers not acted as fast as they did and as quickly as they did, that they were potentially looking at a much, much worse situation where you could have had lots of people injured or even potentially killed. They were telling us there were more than 300 federal employees inside the building. At the time, if you've ever been in that area around 8:40, 8:50, 9 o'clock, I mean, that's an area that people are going to be moving through just outside the building. So it could have been a lot worse than it ended up being.
Yeah, I was grateful for that. Just, you know, you would suspect that that place would be packed outside and there's no one there except Dallas Morning News photojournalist Tom Fox, who is standing behind a pillar that looks to be about 20, 25, 30 feet away from him, and he held out his camera and took a picture, one of the most chilling photographs I've ever seen in my life, and he risked his life to take that picture. What do we know about the suspect at this time?
So they identified him a little bit earlier today. I want to make sure I get his name right. He's 22 years old. His name is Brian Isaac Clyde. And at this press conference that just wrapped up, we did learn that he was discharged from the Army back in 2017. They say they're working with the Department of Defense right now to try to determine, you know, what kind of discharge that was, what kind of a record he had while he was with the military. Then we've also learned that he's never been part of any kind of federal investigation before today. This is the first time that he's ever been involved in an investigation that the FBI is taking over. They said they are looking at his social media pages right now. They're trying to track down his family to sort of figure out what his movements were. Was he from Dallas? Was he from other areas? That's still a lot of the things that investigators are trying to piece together right now to get a better sense of who this man was and why he might have gone after this building.
What can you tell us, Tim, about the way the whole thing unfolded from the time it began, how long it took till the time it ended, and really just sort of the details in that regard?
Yeah, so the first shots were reported being fired at around 8:40, 8:50 this morning. We heard there were multiple shots fired, and when you look at the cell phone video that's surfaced, Tom Fox, he mentioned earlier, actually had some video footage of that all going down as well that the Dallas Morning News just posted a short time ago that's worth taking a look at as well, that you can hear multiple shots fired, and then almost instantly you can kind of hear the return fire. And you see the suspect running away into a parking lot. He was apparently hit at that point and fell down there in the parking lot. And that's when they were able to get the situation under control. Then there was also some concerns about the car that he drove that was outside the building. And that's why so many blocks of downtown Dallas had to be shut down for a good chunk of the morning. This morning, there were some suspicious-looking items in there that they weren't entirely sure what those were. And so they wanted to make sure there was nothing dangerous. They brought their bomb squad in. They brought their bomb robots out. and did what they called controlled detonations. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was anything dangerous or explosive in the car, but just so that those officers are not right there, just in case there is something dangerous, they'll send a robot in to actually safely kind of blow up whatever the item is there and make sure that it's not a bigger issue.
We're talking to Tim Ciesco, NBC5, about the shooting that took place at the courtroom downtown Dallas. What did you say it was? What is the name of the building?
Earl Cabell Federal Building. Okay. So that's where all of Dallas's federal courts are going to be. The U.S. Attorney's Office is located there. And then there's some other federal agencies that have offices there. Another reason a lot of folks go there, they have a passport office where you can go either renew your passport or apply for a passport. So basically a big building where a whole bunch of federal agencies kind of do their thing.
Okay, and so the gunman fired shots. I mean, we saw in the video he fired shots directly into the courthouse, into that area. It looked like he was shooting through glass, some glass doors or windows. And were there people standing in there who were fortunate that the bullets didn't hit him? Was he firing at them? What do you make of all that?
And we're still not entirely sure how many shots might have gone into the lobby, how many people might have been in the lobby at that time. They did tell us that it doesn't look like he was ever able to get inside the building again because those officers responded so quickly. And I'm looking through my notes just to make sure I haven't missed anything else. But they did say that the lobby is still one of the areas of the crime scene, and they're probably going to be out at that building in that area for the next 2 days, just kind of combing through it, looking for video, looking for any other evidence, and hopefully being able to answer a few more of those questions.
Well, Tim, we appreciate your insight. It's always nice to have you on, and we're certainly ecstatic that no one outside of the shooter was injured during this deal. Quick question for you, since you do seem to know a lot about these government buildings. I got to get my license renewed. Is there any advice as to which DMV I go to? I just don't have. I can't take it this time.
You don't need all day. You don't need. Yeah.
You're beyond help there, KT.
Yeah. Oh, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
See, this is not a good use of Tim's time.
Is this a good use of your time?
That was a great use of my time.
The first 7 minutes, but not the driver's license part.
No, shows that Tim is calm under pressure, and he's a normal guy. He knows about those things, too. Tim, thank you for the excellent reporting, for taking the time to join a couple knuckleheads like us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. Take care. There you go. Tim Ciesco, NBC5. Really appreciate him.
I'd be surprised if they didn't lead Channel 5 tonight with a story on the DMV.
You know, the Tom Fox, the picture, I can't get past it. It's haunting. And I guess I was thinking there was a giant lens on the camera, and he was way further away from the gunman than he was. But our buddy Mike Tadow tweeted out a picture, and there was an arrow pointing to the gunman and an arrow pointing to the photojournalist Tom Fox from the Dallas Morning News. And he had showed up there just to take pictures of some court hearing of something that was going on. And as that's going on, I guess he held his camera out around the side. But the gunman looks directly into the camera lens. And so if he had wanted to, he could have been fearful that that was a gun, or say he could have gone over there. Oh, because there's no one else outside for him to shoot except the guy who held the camera around the side of a building. Well, and so the picture is just chilling. And it just makes me think, okay, is this just because this guy is brilliant at what he does, Tom Fox, and he's like, hey, I just want to capture this picture because it's what I do, and if I die doing what I do, then that's how I'm going to go? Or is it his instincts that just kicked in? Because, you know, anybody who's there, just not even a professional photographer holding a phone, you take pictures of stuff. But I don't know. I'm fascinated by the photographer and the photograph he took. It's chilling.
And it's also very possible that it all happened so fast that he wasn't 100% sure if he was taking a picture of a cop or the shooter.
Right.
Like, there's so much going on for all that in a situation like that. But I've seen photojournalists before, especially the ones that are overseas in war, talking about that sort of stuff. And it's like that, what you just said about your instincts taking over. It's like what you do. So you do what you do, and that's what he's done his whole life. I don't know. We'll hopefully find out, but it is a stunning picture. And I think it also sort of underscores this was just a guy that saw himself a certain way and got in the middle of it and realized he wasn't that. And boy, did he get taken out quick.
So another story in the Situation Room, guys.
Another situation
happening. Texas-owned Whataburger, its headquarters in San Antonio, has been acquired by a company in Chicago. BDT Capital Partners in Chicago have acquired a majority stake of Whataburger.
Do you know for what amount? Because I would have liked to have at least rounded up some friends and made a run at that.
I think it's at least seven.
That's the greatest. That's the greatest burger chain on the planet.
Okay, yeah, chain.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's a burger chain.
Yeah.
And it embodies everything that's great about Texas.
So shots fired at Dairy Queen.
Dairy Queen's good if you have.
That's what I like about
Dairy Queen's delicious. The Belt Buster, highly recommend it. Steak fingers, a little country gravy. But you're going to need about 45 minutes to wait in the drive-thru line.
You guys ever had a Blizzard?
And it's going to be twice that for Brahms.
I would highly recommend those.
I mean, you could grow a full beard and shave it off by the time you get to the window and get your food. Now, but Whataburger.
Same with Brahms.
But Whataburger's legit. Don't take shots at Whataburger. I'll have you killed.
But, you know, that's. I'm just saying, could a Texas bank not have bought this? So we had Chicago coming in by this.
I didn't know it was for sale. That's what I'm saying. Why didn't.
Here's my snap reaction to this as I've seen it all over my Twitter timeline all weekend long. Man, is everybody overreacting to nothing or what?
People are, oh my God, now they're going to be serving Chicago deep dish pizza. This sucks. They're not going to change anything.
If you think that Whataburger is going to be the same.
Why wouldn't it?
Because everything changes when big companies come in and buy stuff. They ruin things.
Let me line up all these same people. And I'm going to hold up a brand, and you're going to tell me which venture capitalist group owns it.
Right.
Nobody knows any of it.
Exactly. They don't have any idea. Recipe.
Do you know why these groups go and buy brands like this? Because they are successful.
Right.
They don't look at this and go, wait till we take this successful brand and change it.
No, they
are. That is a bad investment.
We're going to ruin it.
Now, they're saying that they are planning for expansion.
Right. I think you're misunderstanding what expansion is.
And part of what makes Whataburger great is that majority of the owned Whataburgers in the country are in Texas.
Why?
Like, there's very few outside. It's a Texas thing.
Why does that matter?
Not anymore. It's going to be the Whataburger Stadium and the Whataburger. It just sucks,
who cares?
Man.
Why does that matter?
People who love In-N-Out were pissed when it came here for that same
reason. And In-N-Out here is not as good as it is in California.
That's the dumbest thing you've ever
said. Yeah, they have weed in California.
No, it's totally different.
It doesn't taste the same.
Thanks.
Doesn't taste the same.
It doesn't. It is
I would actually agree with that. Arizona, but the reason that In-N-Out was always against expansion was because nothing is freeze-dried and the amount of time it takes to get from there. The original source of the beef.
Okay, you sheep. Okay, sheep, get in line.
You think you could taste a burger? It's impossible to do this test from In-N-Out in California and In-N-Out in Texas and taste the difference.
What state am I tasting it in?
You can. Doesn't taste like.
This is the dumbest conversation of all time. Why would Whataburger change? They bought it because it's dominating, and they're like, hey, we'd like to go make more Whataburgers. And how does that impact you and your Whataburger?
You get more feedback. More consultants, more ideas, messing up the lines, and there you go.
You're bringing your radio baggage.
So here's where we got a tweet from Whataburger, and I guarantee
you, they tweeted you.
All these blind sheep are gonna get in line. Texas, we don't want you to be upset. We will always be Texan and represent you in a way that makes you proud. Hashtag believe that. Well, they said hashtag believe that, so they're not going to change because they're Whataburger.
I don't understand.
It's the biggest crock of BS I've ever seen in my life.
Are the Cowboy games worse because people in other cities get to watch them and they go play in other places?
You can't just market yourself as Texas's Whataburger for years and then go, hey, Chicago, pretty damn sexy, buy me.
How do you know they're
expanding? That's the biggest crock of BS I've ever seen in my life.
How do you know they're expanding to Chicago?
They're going to expand.
They're
going
to expand.
That's why they bought. The people that bought
them have a plan. I know, but why are you specifically saying Chicago?
Because that's the bank at the bottom.
You think banks do business only locally?
Well, no, but you go.
They're putting one at all their banks.
There's going to be more Whataburgers throughout the land. They're going to spread.
Absolutely.
I would bank that.
Our special thing is now everyone's special thing.
You know where I bet they start?
There's nothing sacred anymore.
I bet they start expanding in Arizona, Arkansas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma first.
Did you study any business courses in North Texas?
Huh?
This is business.
I know, and it sucks.
Business sucks. Business is wrong?
This is wrong.
I'm so confused.
I really don't think it'll change.
I don't even like Whataburger that much. I think it's good.
I think I think this is a thing for people to talk about online because they've enjoyed talking about Whataburger online for the last 4 or 5 years.
What's better?
And I really don't think it'll change in any noticeable
damn
way.
Northerners,
KT, okay, can we mark this? Can we just like, can we
yes.
remember this?
Yes. Remember
KT, Whataburger yes. won't change because in two
Show
years,
bet.
If there's spicy nuggets now at Whataburger, they never
hey,
had those.
Listen, what's better in your opinion, Whataburger or Chick-fil-A?
Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Yeah.
Whataburger.
But hey, what are two places that I won't wait outside like a line of like an hour wait to go to?
Guys, have you ever There's had Chick-fil-A in Georgia where it's from? So much better than that.
Actually, yeah, it is.
It's amazing.
It is.
It is amazing. They and you know out. What?
Dude,
the original McDonald's in California, that McDonald's tastes so different than the McDonald's
you're
here.
You talking about McDowell's?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, this the is Big it's Mick. Let's I just everyone let's not overreact to the quality of fast food.
I want KT to overreact.
I just think okay, first of all, you guys are not valuing Texas cattle. That's another point here.
Hey,
that is true.
Support your local cows.
I actually have a bovine nutritionist specialist we can get on the air to dispute all this. If you
guarantee you Whataburger is going to be different and worse moving forward. Guarantee it.
You don't think it already is?
No, I think it's great.
Now, when does it start? Tomorrow?
I don't know when the transaction is going through. We'll get Andrew on that, the live tweet from the court.
That's a pretty good idea.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.